Over there, there were like the Iranians you see here, a minority who is trying to to keep the root alive. The root which is damaged in the homeland, they wanted to keep it alive. It's always a very useless effort, and it's coming. The result is coming. That coming result in Persian language is one of the styles of poetry. It comes Indian style, Sapihindi. We have four styles, and one of them is Indian one. And that Indian one goes to the extreme of playing with the words. I mean, their poetry is so exaggerated that the description that, oh, you see this skin of my beloved is so beautiful and tender that you will see the color of, when it is coming out. Something like that. They go towards that exaggeration, and I knew it because I was studying poetry and I knew that this is it. The good lesson for me was that charming teacher who told me, when you're looking at this book, don't dare to think that this master exaggerated. This is a guy who wrote the longest poetry in Persian language. The only book which is close to this is the other one, Shahnameh. He said, this is a guy who wrote it like this. But he was, now I can say he was minimalistic. Because he himself, he said, I don't like this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to talk even. But it's coming out. So he doesn't exaggerate. He is the master of three languages. He's Persian, Arabic, and Turkish. He's living in a Turkish country, and he's teaching there in Turkish language. Born in Iran and studied in Damascus Arabic. He mixes all this up, but no exaggeration. References, fantastic. You will see, inshallah, if there is a time, you will see the combination and references, which is magical in this work. When we go to book 6, then we look back and you will see that everything was in his mind when he was reciting the first one, which was 15 years before that moment. He told me that this is a masterpiece. Look at it that way. And that's what he did. Here, look at it, he goes to a, physically, you could say it's exaggeration, to talk about this parrot, that his voice was not divine inspiration. I don't know how do you say lahya? In English, is there a word for that? Lahya?
Revelation.
Yes. Okay. To say that this parrot, his voice was a revelation. Revelation is something reserved for prophet. You remember here in this book, one of the most important characters in this book is Omar. Iranian, they don't like him. But it's Omar, because he was a great caliph. But he does not have the revelation. Revelation means there is a prophet, right? Here you will say, this parrot. First of all, his voice is like a revelation, and there is something else. At the end, he knows what the beginning was. Why? Because this is the essence of love. Okay, let's look at the essence of love. Who could guess what is the essence of love? If we want to go back in the human spirit, before love, there should be something. Right? Love doesn't jump out like that. What is before love? Appreciation of beauty, yes. That, beauty. Because a lover sees the beloved beautiful, no matter what. So the beauty is the first thing. And we claim that that's the only thing that we know about the creation. Not only the creation, that's what we know about Ham, the truth. What's good about truth? The truth is beautiful. The truth will... What is beauty? What does beauty do to you? Make you feel good, right? And it will nourish something in you. What is it? A lot of positive stuff starts to grow when you're facing the beauty. That's the same thing with love. And we claim that God has no intention to create this universe. In our stories, it goes that he was beautiful. And beauty by nature is like this. Wants to jump out to catch the eyes. So he created the eyes. Am I right or wrong here? You see, in our stories, he didn't create the universe, he created us. Because we are the eyes. Before us, before the humanity, what is right, what is wrong? What is good, what is bad? Nothing. There is no good or bad. There is no beautiful or ugly. There is no right or wrong. Up to the chief. Everything is as it is. And it's beautiful as it is, isn't it? When we arrive, something else comes with us. Right and wrong. Beauty and ugly. Because we are the eye. Remember how did he say it? In our story, he said it in a very special way. I keep repeating it. Inshallah. Sick somewhere. إن كنت كنزا مخفيا فأحببت أن أعرف فلقد خلقنا الخار لكي أعرف. Ahmed is not here to correct me, therefore I pronounce it that way as if it's a good Arab. But the meaning is I was a hidden treasure. Okay, I was a hidden treasure. That we know. And فأحببت أن أعرف means I would have liked to be known. Why? This is what beauty is. We are talking about beauty here. We are not talking about creator. We cannot talk about it. Because honestly, if I want to talk about God, there is only one thing that I could be sure and say, I don't know. It cannot be known. It's not the subject of knowing. It's too weak, whatever it is or it is not. Well, I have a feeling. That feeling is the beauty, response to beauty. He said, okay, it was a hidden treasure, I wanted to be known. Therefore, I created these people to be known by them. And over there is, فَحْبَبْتُ عَنْ أَعْرَفْ فَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْخَلَقَ أَعْرَفْ. This is Irfan, which is enlightenment, this is school of thought. Remember, Arif is the doer of a verb. The verb is Arafa. Araf means the famous one. So he's talking about this kind of knowledge, and we think that this is our special purpose here. Because the instruments are here. The imagination is here. In us, there is that awe. No rabbit will pause and look at the sunset and say, wow, what do we do? Why? I don't know. That's the part I said. We don't go to those whys and things like that because we don't know. If you know about it, talk about it. We talk about the real feeling, which is not wanting to be satisfied with having.